Yeah.
Anyway, what he said went. You know, no question.
Right.
You didn't get a chance to say, but Daddy, you know. I said no, and that's what I meant. When Mother would get mad at us, she'd always call us her damn little krauts.
Ouch.
Well, we ate German foods. He brought a lot of the German foods over across. I mean, Mother had learned to cook German foods.
Oh.
You know, oh yeah.
What kinds of things?
We had a lot of blood sausages. There was one dish I always loved it when I was a kid. It's called pottywurst.
Yeah.
It's rice and cooked with, you cook it, okay, you take the head of a hog and you boil it, and then you pull all the meat off and throw the meat all away, okay? But then you, well, the meat, then you take the meat off of the head and make head cheese with that.
Right.
But then you use the broth and you thicken it with rice. And then you put it out in loaves, and then you slice it off and fry it in the frying pan and put maple syrup over it. Pottywurst.
That doesn't sound too bad.
So after my kids grew up and I'd try to feed them pottywurst, they always called it potty stuff. They wouldn't need it at all. Okay. They figured out they weren't German enough to swallow half of that stuff.
Yeah, I can see a lot of jokes coming out of that now. Did you ever hear
blood? We had a fun time when we had kids at home.
I bet. Did you hear blood pudding?
Blood pudding, you bet.
What is that? Is that sort of the same thing as blood sausage? Or?
No, blood sausage. Okay, you take the intestines on blood sausage, you take the intestines, you blow them out. I can remember doing this. Yeah.
Sounds like a good start.
Then you, oh God. Oh, you're going to think I'm absolutely nuts,
no,
but I remember
good.
Doing this, okay? Yeah, you take the intestines and you stretch them all out straight, and then you blow that out to where they're halfway clean. Then you can wash them on out, and then you stuff your meat in there. Seriously. I don't remember what all went in, but there's so dang many spices. I mean, blood sausage is instant bellyache. Oh, yeah. Because it's indigestion big time.
Sounds like that makes it worth it right there. Do you know about
but
that?
My dad loved it, okay?
Yeah. Do you remember anything about that blood pudding?
I don't. I don't remember.
Just heard of it.
Well, Mom used to make something. As kids, didn't ever like any of the fancy craps.
Yeah.
My grandma more was the one that did that. When, you know, because we always had our own animals. We always butchered our own at home. But when Dad would go to cut the throat, Grandma would be right there with a pan to catch that blood. You know. Us kids were one generation down from the German. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So we didn't like it.
That's funny.
Oh yeah, you should. She'd make Dad wait till she got there before he cut the throat because she wanted that blood. Yeah, really.
Did you? Well, here's something I haven't heard of. Did they ever, when they castrated animals, use those parts for anything?
Oh yeah.
What did they call them?
Rocky Mountain oysters. That's right. And we saved them. I mean, they were a delicacy to us.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
I bet y'all used every part of that.
I still like them. I still, you know, if I go to a restaurant or something that has them, I still order them.
I don't know that I've ever seen them. What kind of restaurants would you find those? Any around here?
Yeah. Out here at the Outhouse Inn.
Oh, really?
I think.